6:54 at 580 CFRA, and Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us every morning at this time, and also, of course, Sundays with Sunday House Call. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
This week, you have a really special guest. This is a must-listen 1 hour on Sunday.
That's right. We are our guest is Dr. Gilbert Ross. He's the Executive Director of the American Council on Science and Health. And this is a website that I use a lot for getting evidence-based information with regards to the topics we talk about, Steve. You know, we tend to see a lot, and what's becoming really distressing to me, and I know I've talked this with you too off the air and when we see each other at the station, is how the media tends to overplay and overrepresent health risks and ignores a lot of the issues that really make a difference. You know, we talk about heart disease sometimes, and we talk about cancers. And those are the particular issues that we are at most at risk for with regards to our health. But the media play up this little chemical here, this cell phone there, and make it seem more than what it actually is. And people get a misrepresentation of risk. And so what Dr. Ross is going to talk about are some of the issues that lead to this type of phenomenon and what people can do, what questions they need to ask when they are confronted with these type of stories to try to put this in perspective without getting overly involved with the risk that is trying to be thrown at them, without thinking that this is now the major thing that I have to worry about, as opposed to some of the other issues that really should garner their attention.
You know, some of these alarmist, not only, you know, you're talking about the media, but I think that there's a really powerful group of, I don't know whether they're conspiracy theorists or cynics, but who each time there is an advance in one area or another of technology, come up with scare tactics designed to tell people this is something we should not be using. And I guess aspartame is one of the examples.
Right.
That there's this huge effort to have aspartame banned based on a mythology.
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, you have, for example, if we talk about aspartame, the European Food Safety Agency, other food safety agencies across the world have looked at this over and over and over again and concluded that theoretical risk of causing whatever harm people are worried about is drinking 80 cans of soda a day forever in order to get there. So you do get this type of thing where there are advances. And even when we talk about advances in various medications, you get people saying, oh, it's just a ploy by the pharmaceutical industry in order to get more money, and they have the cures for cancer, but they don't want to have them come out because they're making more money by treating the disease instead of preventing the disease. You know, this kind of nonsense plays out over and over and over again in comments that you see, and you're absolutely right. This is also part of the problem where there are vested interests either to sell other dubious products by chastising and maligning known evidence-based treatments in order to forward their own agenda. And that's something we're going to talk about on Sunday.
Okay. Look forward to it.
Thanks, Steve.
405-580-CFRA, Sunday afternoon, Dr. Barry Dworkin's Sunday House Call.